You know, you can be a good father when you got a good son.
Amen.
No amens on that? Or a good daughter. It's pretty easy then. Thank you for those kind words, and I am humbled. It's a privilege of mine to be here this morning. How many loves the Lord today? Amen. I just have to say something before I get started. And I thought about this when we were when you were receiving the offering. I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm so glad that God gave me an opportunity to give. You know, if we all gave like God gives, we'd have a really blessed church, wouldn't we? Or if God gave like we give. Wow. That's all I want to say. Amen. So think about that. And I want to say congratulations to all of our fathers that are here today. This is your day. This is a special day. Enjoy it. And just remember that somebody else may wash the dishes and take out the trash today, but tomorrow's coming. Amen. Amen. So just remember that. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And this is a great church, and you have great services. We thank God for you. And this is a tremendous privilege for Paulette and I. Somebody asked if Paulette was going to sing today, and I asked her, I said, are you going to sing? She said, I never even thought about it. I didn't bring anything with me. So she'll not be singing this time, but maybe the next time she's here, we'll try to make her to come and be prepared. And it is a privilege for us to be here today. Would you stand with me as we go into God's Word? We're short on time. And I may be short in stature, but I'm not necessarily short on words. Amen. And so let's just get into God's Word and pray and ask God for His blessings today. If you have your Bible, open with me at 1 Timothy. Amen. The 6th chapter, verse 11 and verse 12. 1 Timothy 6, 11. Godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called also, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Let's pray. Father, we stand before you today, and what an awesome, awesome privilege it is. But God, we're here to receive from you. We ask you, Father, to let us become the conduit for your message. Let the people receive what you have for them today. Let every person be blessed today. Let every man that's here today understand the power and the privilege of being a father, of being a man, of serving Christ, and being all that God would want him to be. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn around to somebody's hand. You may be seated. Amen. And I'll go ahead and get started. Amen. And this is... And that could go as far back as into our mid-teens, but if you're here today and you're a teenager or you are a young adult, I was excited.
Thank you.
And I was excited about being a father. And I've been excited about being a father ever since. And this would be a good place to do it. Whenever it came time for my wife and I to have children, we married very young, and I told my wife when we first got married, let's wait 4 or 5 years. My wife and I got down in our pastor's living room. We got over somewhere over on the side, so that we would kind of be private. I prayed, and as God is my witness, this is my prayer. So you figure out if God answered it or not. But I said, God, I said, child that we need. Lord, I will. And I said, God, if you today. Oh. and to intercede, and one that we can depend on to help us through our circumstances and our needs. One. Identifies us. And so when Paul I can depend upon, amen, to fulfill. Some people fly by the seat of their pants without pants on, if you understand what I'm saying. They don't. That you're saved. You may say, well, Brother Sam, I feel with the Holy Spirit. Well, praise God, I'll rejoice with you. But let me tell you. Thank you. Elisha comes over and says, where did it fall? And he said, it fell right there. It's in the water. I've lost it. It was borrowed. It's not mine. What am I going to do? And he said, okay. And so he cuts down a stick and puts it into the water, throws it into the river. Now, I tell you, this blows my mind when I think about, amen, an iron axe head floating. man is a father. Every father is a man, but not every man is a father. So we need to understand God is speaking not only to
from God.
Faith. keep going day by day. It's that trust in God. I put my confidence in the Lord, and I trust in the Lord. And so by faith we pray. And by faith when we pray, we ask. And by faith we ask, and when we ask, we receive. And by faith we take it. Can you hear what I'm telling you? Amen. When I prayed for my son, amen, I honestly believe that God was going to answer my prayer. But I'll tell you, whenever he grew up and he was 6 foot tall, I got kind of excited. When I noticed that he had, I got excited. He had that personality, I got excited. And I'll tell you, God answers prayer. You got to believe God more than you believe in the drugs. Believe God more than you believe in the sins. Believe God more than you believe in the world. By faith. And if you look on your coin, in fact, the Isaac means smiling one. He was the birth of Abraham. Isaac is a type of Jesus Christ. God. Thank you. I just tell you quickly, amen, God can help you to see out there that you need to accomplish. Amen. Goes to failure. I'm going to tell and to bear pain or adversity without murmuring, depression, or despondency. Somebody said, what are you talking about? So many of us always are grappling with the things that happen to us, but the man of God faithful that no shut, and he endures it. He becomes an overcomer. Let me tell you, but the courageous Leonidas said this, so much the better, for we shall fight them in the shade. I want to tell you, sometimes we have to have courage to stand. Would you stand with me, please? As I close out today, I know I've kept you a few minutes over, and God forgive me for that, but I want to tell you, God wants you to understand, you are important to the Lord. He wants you to make a difference in your community. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for this, Lord, God, we are the man of God. Would you just speak it into our lives and our hearts today and help us be what you called us to be? In Jesus' name. There was a young